This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. A Supreme Court decision today confirming an earlier decision that is part of a nationwide rethink of mandatory minimum sentencing laws. This case potentially extends to thousands of convicts a sentence reduction for federal prisoners serving life terms in jail on three strikes and you're outlaws. The 7-1 vote will expedite the appeals process and underscore that even though the issues are settled, there is still a narrow window for defendants to file before a deadline runs out. Eric Citron is a partner at Goldstein and Russell. He's also a former clerk to Justices Sandra Day O'Connor and Elena Kagan, a guest contributor to SCOTUS blog. Eric, welcome.
Thanks for having me, John.
So this is a technical case in the sense that it is retroactive to a lot of cases that really have already been decided. The issue has already been decided in any case. But it's a life or death issue for people who are serving these sentences. Is that fair to say?
That's right. The Supreme Court actually decided this case in only 2 weeks because the time for prisoners to take advantage of this decision is running out. They only have 2 more months to file. But it's a decision that allows folks who have 15-year mandatory minimum sentences for certain gun crimes to take advantage of a decision last year that invalidated part of that statute. And so these folks have extraordinarily long sentences and have the rare opportunity to have those sentences shortened as long as they get their papers into court relatively fast.
And they were convicted as juveniles. Is that the common denominator?
No, what happened is that they were convicted after having 3 previous convictions, one of which at least is for what's called a crime of violence. And what happened is that the Supreme Court decided that the definition of that crime of violence was so vague and inexplicable. This is actually Justice Scalia, that you couldn't enforce that criminal statute anymore. It was void for vagueness. And then the question was, okay, there are some people who have been in jail for many years sentenced under that provision. Can they get the benefit of that decision? And the Supreme Court said yes today, but you only have 2 months left to file if you did.
Is that because of some statute of limitations? Why the clock ticking?
Yeah, there's a law signed during the Clinton administration called EDPA. We call it EDPA, or the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act, and it sets very tight limits on the time to seek post-conviction review, what's called habeas review. And you only have a short period of time after the decision that you're trying to invoke was decided. And so, you know, this is a totally extraordinary case where the Supreme Court, even though there's a dissent, and so it's going to take time to write, was able to decide the case in 2 weeks from oral argument. So they clearly want prisoners to know that they can get the benefit of this decision before it's too late.
And it's really tragic in the sense that politics motivated 3 strikes and you're out, which was supposed to clarify things in terms of sentencing, and it did the opposite of that. And these people have been languishing in jail. And now this time limit even is the result of a Clinton-era law that, again, is politically motivated. It may not have the best interests of defendants at heart, but nevertheless, certainly the message has gone out.
Yeah, this case and the one that it's interpreting and several other cases all involving this statute, the Armed Career Criminal Act, they're part of, I think, a sort of system-wide effort to chip away at some of these super long mandatory minimum sentences. And there are thousands of prisoners we think that this decision is going to apply to. So it is a big deal.
Eric Citron is a partner at Goldstein and Russell. He's also a former clerk to Justices Sandra Day O'Connor and Elena Kagan and a guest contributor to the very popular SCOTUS blog. Eric, thanks so much.
Yep. Thanks for having me.